Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
On Friday, state senators finished day 32 of the 60-day legislative session. They have now passed the midway point. Tuesday was the last day for state senators to designate their priority legislation. Joining me is Nate Gross, Nebraska Family Alliance Policy Director. Nate, what is the significance of priority designations to the legislative process?
Well, senators only get to make one priority designation, and those bills automatically get bumped to the top of the agenda for the full legislature. So this is a really big deal because due to the short session and limited time, essentially only the bills that have that priority designation will be debated by the full legislature.
NFA is committed to influencing public policy that advances family freedom and life. Nate, as you review senators' priority bills, what's your observation in its impact to family freedom and life?
It really is a diverse and interesting list. There is a wide range of subject matters that will be covered, but we were excited by the bills that were prioritized and also the ones that were not, which effectively means they are defeated for the year, so we won't see assisted suicide or bills that threaten religious freedom being debated by the full legislature. But we'll also see important opportunities to pass legislation that will create a new birth certificate for miscarriages that occur prior to 20 weeks, an important human trafficking bill to help victims, and an opportunity to create more choice in education.
Well, Nate, moving along, LB 891 was heard before Health and Human Services Committee on Thursday. This is the Psychology Practice Act that was introduced by Senator Patty Pansing Brooks. If this bill was enacted, what could be the potential harms to mental health clinicians?
Karen, one of our fundamental beliefs is that every American should be free to live and work according to their beliefs. And if this bill passes, it won't allow our counselors and psychologists the ability to do so because it would require them to provide counseling contrary to their sincerely held religious beliefs. And we think that's wrong. And this could actually lead to these counselors of faith being forced out of business. And that leaves less access points for people who need help to get these critical services that they need.
The religious liberty tradition embodied in the First Amendment has been called the First Liberty and grants freedom of conscience on religious beliefs. Mental health professionals shouldn't have to violate their conscience in order to practice psychology. Nebraska Family Alliance is honored to be your voice at the state capitol. We are grateful for this station providing you the NFA 2018 Capitol Buzz.